Hi, my name is Rich Hatfield. I'm a senior conservation biologist for the Xerces Society, a nonprofit organization based in Portland, Oregon, dedicated to protecting the 90% of wildlife that most people never think about. The invertebrates, or animals without a backbone. The bees, butterflies, beetles, mollusks, and fireflies of the world. My specific focus is on bumblebees, the fuzzy, buzzy animals you find in your backyards, gardens, parks, and in the flowery meadows that fill the Columbia River Gorge. I wasn't always interested in invertebrates and bumblebees, but I have always wanted to help make the world a better place and knew that I wanted to practice conservation. I started working on bumblebees 25 years ago because of their ties to pollination and to the food we eat. You've probably all heard that 1 out of 3 bites of food we eat can be attributed to pollinators, which is true. I figured that if we could show decision makers how important bumblebees were to the economy, then we might be able to influence positive change that would help protect them. While I still know that to be true and continue to make that argument when appropriate, which has positively influenced policy, I've also come to appreciate so much more about them and their contributions to the world around us. The take home there is that bumblebees and other pollinators are not just feeding the human population, but they are working to keep the vast majority of wildlife on the planet fed and sheltered. Most animals, from the small mammals that scurry through the forests and meadows, and the songbirds that fill those habitats with song, all the way up to the bears and cats that sit atop the food chain, they all depend on plants for either food or shelter, and oftentimes both. Without bumblebees and other pollinators, many plant-based foods and the structure and shelter those plants provide just wouldn't exist. So as you walk through the trails today and observe the beautiful wildflowers, and hopefully the bees visiting them, and as you hear the songbirds and see signs of the large mammals that roam these beautiful lands, know that all of them have a pollinator to thank for their existence in the world. You can do the same as you eat your picnic lunch or while you sit down to dinner tonight. Pollinators structure the way our world looks, and they continue to help our environment function. In return, you can thank them by planting a few native plants at home, choosing not to use insecticides, and by purchasing your food from producers that practice sustainable agriculture that help protect the bees doing this important work. Enjoy your walk, and I hope this audio snippet enhances your experience.